This is Dr. Mejia, agent for the patient Carlos Dominguez, medical records 153051, date of birth 6/23/1975. Referring physician, Dr. Francisco Vega, procedure performed colonoscopy through ostomy and flexibosigmoidoscopy through rectum. Secondary procedures, none, date of the procedure December 21st, 2022, indications. History of diverticulitis, period. Planned re-anastomosis, period. Post-op diagnosis, in pressure 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2. Suboptimal preparation, number 3. Nogos lesion seen, period paragraph. Defoam insertion, cecum on the procedure done, on the colonoscopy done through the ostomy, and about 25 centimeters from the anus on the flexible sigmoidoscopy performed through anal area, period paragraph. Complication done immediately, medication as per mortal anesthesia care, period paragraph. After procedure, after informed consent was obtained, patient was put in the cubitus position, period. A pediatric colonoscope was introduced into the ostomy orifice in the left upper quadrant, advanced through the transverse colon into the ascending colon and cecum without complications. Fear examination performed upon withdrawal, period. Oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitored under procedure, period. Retroflexion, I mean, preparations of optimal period paragraph. After colonoscopy through the ostomy was completed, patients was then turned and put in the left lateral cubitus position, period. A pediatric colonoscope was introduced into the anal rectal area to about 25 centimeters from the anus, period. Examination performed upon withdrawal, period. Oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitored under procedure, period. Retroflexion performed at the rectum, period paragraph. Findings, colonoscopy through ostomy findings. Nogos lesion seen throughout the transverse, hepatic, colon, ascending colon, and cecum, period. Liquid and minimal solid stool residue present throughout the colon, period examination because of suboptimal Nogos lesion seen, period paragraph. Flexible sigmoidoscopy findings due through anal orifice, small internal hemorrhoids, period. The portions of the sigmoid colon examined appear normal, period. There is a pouch noted at about 25 centimeters from the anus, period. This is consistent with prior history of ostomy and surgery, period. Mucosa of the rectum, sigmoid, and descending colon otherwise appear normal, period paragraph. Recommendations, one, for high-fiber diet. Number two, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinical. Next number, patient need a repeat colonoscopy in 6 months for re-evaluation, given the suboptimal preparation, period. Patient needs to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks, period. End of dictation.